Romans chapter 11. Now let's remember that in this 11th chapter of Romans, God the Holy Spirit is writing through Paul to the church at Rome, and it's concerning the elect that's in Christ. He speaks of the fall of that physical nation, Israel, the Jews that are by birth in this world. But the casting away was purposed by our sovereign God to save those outside of that physical nation, Gentiles, those that weren't of natural birth to Israel. He purposed it. And we see here in Romans 11, verse 11, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation. He said he brags on being the apostle of the Gentiles. That was a horrible office for any of those Pharisees. They all looked down on it. And he said, I magnify it. That they might say, why is he bragging on that so much? And through emulation, through acting like Paul, trying to look in to see why Paul does this and why he's happy about it. Maybe, just maybe, the Lord might, who can tell the mind of the Lord? He might save some of those, some of his brethren. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? If the Lord saved one of those Jews of natural birth of Israel, what would be the difference between them and us? It'd still be life from the dead. Wouldn't be any different. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. If the saints of old, those saints that were in that physical nation, saved by the grace of God through faith in Christ, if they are holy, then all other saints, saved the exact same way, all of us Gentiles, are holy as well. How holy? The branches are as holy as the root is holy. Sinners saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, we are holy as Christ, the root of David, is holy. And here, this will be our text, verse 17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broke off that I might be grafted in. I hope tonight we can see who this olive tree is, what it is to be broke off and why, what it is to be grafted in, how that takes place, and why those that are grafted in have no room to boast. Whether a natural branch or a grafted branch, there's no room to boast. So who is this olive tree that all these branches stem from in the first place? See there in verse 17, and if some of the branches be broke off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. What's this olive tree? Let's turn to Hosea 14. You got Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. Christ is that tree of life. A tree of fatness, tree of fullness, richness. He's full of grace. He's rich in mercy, full of compassion, and he's full of rest for his people. We rest in him. Hosea 14, be looking at verse 6. Hosea 14, 6. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. We are nourished and grown in the shade of His tree, and the rest and safety provided by Christ alone. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. He will be a sweet-smelling savor to those that know Him, those who are loved of Him, those who are preserved by Him, those drawn to our Master, those given rest and are revived, are made alive, made to know this olive tree, made to love this olive tree. What will they say when they come under Him? Look at verse 8. Ephraim shall say, now this isn't the apostate Ephraim. This is a undeserving spiritual Israel. It's His people. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard Him and observed Him. As Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee. I'm like a green fir. From me is thy fruit found. From me is thy fruit found. Any fruit we have, any spiritual fruit, it is Christ's fruit. It is of Him, from His seed abiding in us, living in us, dwelling in us. Now, one type of that fruit that we're given is faith. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, faith. Faith to turn from our idols to Christ, to turn from ourselves to Him, to turn from anything that's between us and the Lord other than Christ, and turn to Christ. We're given that faith. Faith of Christ. Now turn to the left a little bit there to Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Anyone that does not bow to Jesus Christ the Lord, they will perish. Our Lord said, you must repent or perish. We must turn to Him. We must be given that faith to look to Him. If we cling to our idols, those things between us and the Lord, we will surely die. Now here in Psalm 52, we see there in verse 1, why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever, and He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. That's Selah. It's a pause. It's a musical term. These are hymns. And that's for the musicians to pause and for us to pause. Think on these things. God will punish sin. And we are born as nothing but sin. That's whatever man, woman, and child that comes into this earth, born of Adam, is. We're sin. Now, we will either see this, we'll be made to know this while we're on this earth. It's what Scripture calls the day of our salvation. We have an end. The Lord reveals that to us. Or we'll know at that last appointed time in final judgment. What a blessing it is to know that now, that we have an end, that what our nature is. So there in verse 6, the righteous, speaking of Christ, our righteousness. The righteous also shall see and fear. He shall honor the Lord and shall laugh at Him. Those that still cling to themselves. Verse 7, lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Strength didn't come from the Lord. The riches weren't of God. And it's all wickedness. Verse 8, but I am like the green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. The Lord Jesus Christ, that sweet-smelling living olive tree that we are made one with, He ever trusted in the Father, only ever honored the Father, and continually praises the Father. Why? It says there in the last verse, it was good for His saints. That's what we have to do. And Christ does that for His people. That's what's good for us. I'll turn over to John 15. We'll be there just for a minute. John 15. Am I reading too far into Hosea and David's writings, or is this tree truly Christ? Our Master said here in John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Christ is the vine. He's the trunk. He's the root of David. And those that are pruned off, broken off, or those that are grafted in, it is the doing and purpose of the Father, that great husbandman. Husbandman's one that looks after cattle or trees, gardens. And an arborist is what we call them nowadays, and that's a tree surgeon. Christ, our great physician. He knows when to mend, when to prune, when to break off, and when to graft, doesn't he? Here are these branches being broken off. Verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. How could it be that a branch could be attached to the vine and not bear fruit and need broken off? We remember that physical Israel, that's a picture and a type of spiritual Israel. Lord's spiritual children. Those that were attached to the vine, those that were of the natural birth into that physical nation, the Jews, they didn't bring forth fruit and they were broken off. They were physically in this earth, they were related to the Lord Jesus Christ. That was his, as Paul says, that's my kinsman after the flesh. They were related to Christ, but it was not his spiritual child. That was just his physical brethren. Many in our day, they appear to be attached to Christ, but they don't bear fruit. They go to church. They read the scriptures all day, every day. They love the scriptures, love to quote the scriptures. They obey the law. They're concerned about the law, just as the Pharisees were before. Nothing's different. Outward, they look like godly men and women. You see them walking up down the street, and the way they live, and the way they present themselves, you say, that's got to be a man of God. That's got to be a woman of God. Look at them. They're doing all these things, but there's no fruit in them. What's the fruit? Paul told us there in Galatians 5, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. How do we know how to love? Christ has to love us first. The Lord has to love us for us to love Him. Joy, peace. How do we have joy and peace? He is our peace. The warfare is over. It's accomplished. We have great joy in that, don't we? Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's how we deal with one another. Meekness and long-suffering. Because that's how our Master is long-suffering and meek to us. Condescending to this earth, being made like us. And says, come, let us reason together. He deals kindly and lovingly to us. And we have His goodness. He said, good Master. Why do you call me good? There's none good but God. He's good. We're made like Him. Made one with Him. And we have faith. Believe in Christ and loving the brethren as Christ loved His sheep. With joy and peace and long-suffering with one another. Humbled. He makes us gentle and meek. How can a person make fruit? They must be part of the vine, and the vine must be part of them. Look here in verse 5, John 15, 5. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, see, all you got to do is go attach yourself to Christ. No, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, if the Lord spoke to your heart, spoke life into your heart, giving you a new nature, an incorruptible seed in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Lord, save me. He'll save you. Lord, magnify your name. It'll be magnified. That's what the believer wants, isn't it? All glory go to you, Lord. Forgive us. That's exactly what will happen. Remember what Ephraim said there, shall say in Hosea 14, from me is thy fruit found. If I have any fruit in me, someone looks on me and says, boy, you did a good job. No, I didn't. That's the Lord's fruit. And I've told you before, a tree, if you got an orchard and you don't harvest that fruit and it falls to the ground around that tree, all it does is hurt the tree. It'll try to spring up and draw nutrients from the tree, won't it? That fruit's for something else. It's not for that branch. It's for another branch, isn't it? For another place. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. He's going to be glorified the more fruit that those branches bear. So shall ye be my disciples. I was reading that. That was fresh to me as I was in the back reading. Our Master said, Christ the Lord said, my Father is glorified because my sheep have fruit. So, you're going to be my disciples. You're going to bear much fruit because He's going to glorify the Father. If we're given the fruits of the Spirit, how can we grow more fruit? The husbandman, the one that tends to the plant, he must purge it. Sometimes that's pruning. Sometimes that's bracing, it's binding, pulling down, pulling up. Trials come and will be pruned. Sin will revive and it's going to be plucked off. Error is going to be made and a correction is going to take place. Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 11. Jeremiah 11. Our text said, if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Some branches were broke off because there was no oneness with that root. They were physically attached, but there was no purging of that branch. No fruit was produced. The branches were broke off, looked like part of the tree on the outside, but they had no life in them. That's what our Master was saying in Matthew 23 when he says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are likened to whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward. Looks like a pretty branch. Looks like a pretty part of the tree, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Dead branches. Fruitless branches. Now, for in Jeremiah 11, let's see here who Jeremiah is speaking to. Look here in verse 1. Jeremiah 11, 1. The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He said, you go talk to that physical nation. The Lord is speaking through Jeremiah to that political nation he put on this earth as a picture. Now look down at verse 16, Jeremiah 11, 16. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. Now, physical Israel was that picture. A picture of the church of Christ. And with the noise of a great tumult, he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches are broken off. For the Lord of hosts that planted thee hath pronounced evil. He's pronounced condemnation against thee for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves, to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. They had unbelief and turned to other gods. This physical nation, these branches that just happened to be related to the vine. And they turned to another gospel, which is not another. They refused Christ. Physically, they were given as the picture of Christ and His spiritual Israel, His church. But they didn't believe. They're not all Israel that are of Israel. Why do you think, or what do you think was in the heart of Christ elect that happened to be in that political nation? When Jeremiah came down and spoke to him, said, this is what the Lord said. He had some people there. He had some of his elect. They said, you're right, Lord. You're just when you speak. Have mercy on me. And back to our text, there in Romans 11. Were these Jews of the political nation of Israel, this physical nation, were they really cast off because they didn't believe? Because they apostatized? Verse 20 says, Romans 11:20, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. They didn't stand in faith, did they? They turned from the Lord. They weren't given that. Why didn't they believe? They had all these benefits we saw in the beginning of the chapter. They had the tabernacle and all the feasts and everything that pointed to Christ. Why didn't they believe? They're physically related to Him. That's got to be worth something. Why didn't they believe? Our Master said in John 10:26, but ye believe not because you are not of my sheep. You believe not because you're not of my tree. You're not a branch that's attached to my vine. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. I love them. I am one with them, bonded to them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Those grafted into me will never go away. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. From the root to the branch, life's given. That life's eternal if the Lord gives it. And no man can ever break that branch off. Those given to Christ, those made one with Him, the grafted into His vine, they can never be plucked from His hand. We can never be separated from His love, from His mercy. Paul asks that there in verse 1, Romans 11:1. I say then, hath God cast away His people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away His people, which He foreknew. You that believe Christ, you that have the fruit of the Spirit, have you ever had times of unbelief? Of course we have. But it's not the sin unto death. The Lord does not leave His elect people that He loved beforehand to ourselves all the way to our grave. He seeks His sheep. He purges His branches, and He will bring forth fruit of the Spirit. We go through seasons just like a tree do, don't we? There's times I feel like every leaf on me is gone, turned brown and fell off. And then the sun changes. That's what dictates the life cycle. Stuff starts growing again, doesn't it? As He sees fit. We saw that before in 1 John. It says there is a sin unto death. All unrighteousness is sin, and there's a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Was that to the death, the one unto death, or the one not unto death? He doesn't sin. She doesn't sin. Those that are born of God, those sheep of God that were also physical Jews, happen to be physical Jews, and those that are born of the Gentiles, they are children of God. They are put in Christ our Lord in that eternal covenant of grace before time was. And our new heart put in us cannot sin because it's living solely from Christ the vine. What keeps us alive, metaphorically and physically, pumping blood through our veins and keeping nutrients on us and keeping life in us, is Christ the vine. He upholds us. Now there in our text, Romans 11, Luke verse 17. We still have an old nature with us. And it's wild. It's unruly. It has unbelief. That's how we were when the Lord found us. Look here at verse 17. Romans 11:17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. We were wild in that we didn't have a law. Us Gentiles, we weren't born with the law. Now we have the law of faith. We were wild because we were wild in nature. Everything in us, just fighting the Lord, at enmity with Him, at war against Him, hating people around us and everything in creation. Now we have a new nature. Tame nature, a meek nature, don't we? We were wild and not being pruned by our husbandmen. Just fulfilling the lust of the flesh, growing whatever we thought we could grow. Unruly. And the Master hadn't dealt with us. And then He comes in and He corrects His child. And He prunes us. And He trims us just as He sees fit. How is the Gentile saints of old and us Gentile saints now, those that aren't of that natural birth of tree, that natural relation, how are we grafted in? I spoke on this a little bit last week, but whenever you graft a tree, you go to a nursery, most trees are grafted. A vast majority of them. So they take a root bulb that's good for that area, or that's desirable, that's pleasant, and they cut it. They wound the tree, and they take a branch, a wild branch, or the branch that they want, what kind of fruit they want, and they cut it, and they put it inside that slit, and they anoint it. They put some oil on it. Back in the old days, they put olive oil on it or honey to protect it. And then they anoint it with oil, and then they wrap, put that real tight string on there and pull it tight and bind it into that tree, that one it's grafted to. And that holds it there until it becomes one. Those cells merge, and it's the same. You can't tell where one starts and where one stops. And when that happens during that binding, sometimes it's got to be lifted up. You got to brace it up. Sometimes it's got to be pulled down a little bit. It's got to be tied to another branch to hold it up. That's how we physically are grafted. We graft trees. And that's spiritually how the Lord grafts His people. He bruised Christ, wounded Him for our transgressions, took us, and a lot of times it's raw, isn't it? Right where it hurts, and binds us to Him. Anoints us with His holiness and secures us to Him, and many times secures us to our brethren, those other branches. They support us until we're made one with Him. We were saved by God, given life by the Word of God, bound to Him forever, and we abide in Him. And praise be to God, Christ abides in us. So where is boasting? I ought to walk around with my head down all the time, shouldn't I? How could I walk down the streets and just, ha, outside the joy and the peace we're given? Look here in verse 18. Boast not against the branches. Those that are cast away, don't boast against them. That physical nation that's over on the other side of the world right now, pay no mind to them. Lord saved us, we know something. Don't boast against them. Don't boast against the other branches that were grafted in. Those other saved ones. I've been grafted in longer. I'm a bigger branch, or I'm a prettier branch. We don't boast against them. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, here's what we should say. The branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. The Lord said, I've given nations for you. I've given people for you. And this is exactly what He's explaining. He had some Gentile branches he wanted grafted to Christ. And he went through those that were attached to that tree but weren't, had no life in it, didn't bear any fruit, and he chopped them off. And in that wound he put us. He gave nations for thee. The branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, if you say that, that's good. Because of unbelief they are broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest He also spare not thee. Be vigilant. Be sober-minded. Look to the Lord earnestly. That's what Paul's telling us. Lord, save us today. I think I know you yesterday. Lord, let me know you today. And tomorrow, let me know you. Let it be fresh every day. Because if that natural branch can be cast off, you think I'm a much better candidate to be cast off. Verse 22, behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, cast off and burnt. But towards thee, goodness, if thou continue in His goodness. How do we continue in the Lord's goodness? He grows us through Christ the vine, and we're kept by Christ. It's the only way we're kept. The only way we grow in His goodness and stay in His goodness. Look here in verse 18 again. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, when thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Christ the root, who we were grafted in by our Heavenly Father, He bears us. He's not contingent on us. He's not contingent on man. He bears us. And He will bear those loved and known before time that are grafted in Him forever. Forever bearing His people. Lord willing, next week we'll look there at verse 22, the severity and the goodness of God. How good He is to us. Let's pray together.